Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Rhodes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scubble for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Stewart moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. Stewart moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to 1, Tigers. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Uhel catches it and throws to first to double up Rhodes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Uhel. Blue scores. McGowan moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGowan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-2 in the game. Scubble hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Shang reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jenkins for the double play. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 4. the Tigers will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Manish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. McManus moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scubble hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manish bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Yuhel covering. Safe. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manish scores. Schultz moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Yuhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yuhel is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Yuhel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.